Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Good day and a warm welcome to everyone. Today in the studio with us, we have a very special guest, Congresswoman Yvette Clark, representative for the 9th District in Brooklyn. So lovely to have you, Ms. Clark. How are you today?
Wonderful. It's great to be with you, Ashley. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. So as a representative with Jamaican heritage, how do you believe the new Bob Marley movie, One Love, contributes to the global understanding and appreciation of Jamaican culture?
Well, first of all, let me just say this was a long time in coming. The story of Bob Marley's sort of global dominance with exporting reggae music around the world, it was a story that needed to be told. I think that the impact that Bob Marley has had, Bob Marley and the Wailers, and Bob Marley as a social commentary is something that resonates with people who come from circumstances where they may have faced hardship, they may have faced war, but at the end of the day, he delivers on redemption and love. And I think that that's why he became so prominent and remains a prominent figure in the annals of music, not only reggae music, but music from around the world.
How important is it for younger generations, especially those of Caribbean descent, to have access to films like One Love that highlight the contributions of iconic figures like Bob Marley, especially when it relates to music and social issues?
Yeah, I think that it's very important. This is a legacy that particularly those who were born in the Caribbean or of Caribbean descent can derive great honor and dignity from. You know, as a lyricist, as a musician, Bob Marley really captures, you know, the travails, if you will, of those who have had to struggle for their liberation, those who have overcome adversity, and a sort of spiritual uplifting of those who, you know, continue to feel oppressed in whichever society they may reside in. And we know, as those of us who are part of the Caribbean diaspora, that, you know, we are relegated to minority status in many of the nations in which we reside, be that in Europe, be that in Canada, be that in the U.S. And it is important to be grounded in, you know, a philosophical, in a spiritual, and in commentary that speaks to our lived experiences. And that is, in a way, what Bob Marley's contributions mean to those of us who, you know, generations later, this music still resonates with.
So given the movie's portrayal of Bob Marley's legacy in life, what are your thoughts on representation of Caribbean figures in international media, and how can it be improved?
Well, I unfortunately did not have the opportunity to actually see the movie as of yet. We had a conflict in time when we actually were voting here in the House of Representatives. It was certainly an honor for me to be at the reception last evening where people from across DC came to screen the new movie. And what I would say to that is that you know, bringing a window into the life led by Bob Marley and his family, his musicians, gives people a window into a time when, while we've celebrated Bob Marley, he was a Rastafarian. And he was a Rastafarian in a nation where that religion had not fully been embraced yet. And so he was sort of relegated to the margin of a society that he lived in. But his spirit was one that couldn't be contained. It manifested itself through music and song in a way in which it not only brought prominence to himself, it brought prominence to Rastafarians, it brought prominence to the oppressed and the marginalized in societies where there were nonconformists, if you will. And I think for those of us who live in a society where there are, you know, major pressures to conform, it serves as a guiding light to the fact that our talent, our skills and abilities speak to who we are, our gifts that we're given, ultimately add value to the societies in which we live. And I think that that will probably be most prominent in those who have the honor of actually viewing his life story.
And lastly, I want to ask, Bob Marley's music carries powerful messages of love, unity, and resistance. In today's context, how do you see his message resonating with issues we face, particularly in the realms of immigration and social justice?
Well, you know, there's no doubt about it, as far as I'm concerned, that we can all draw inspiration from the resilience, from the resistance, from the victories that Bob Marley sang about in his catalog of music, and it strengthens us, it grounds us in a way in which we, those of us who are in the diaspora, those of us who are of African descent, can pull from that music the power to overcome the obstacles of discrimination, to overcome the obstacles of bias and relegation of our communities into circumstances that have led to, you know, the pushback on the Black immigrant experience. I think that it should be a clarion call, quite frankly, to all of us as we see sort of the backlash to the migration stories of people of African descent that are taking place right now. People who are coming from continental Africa, people who are coming from the Western Hemisphere of African descent and are treated without the dignity that they deserve. It should be a clarion call to those of us who have been fortunate enough to overcome that stigma, to fight for others, to be able to embrace the American dream without the hindrance of those who would impose, you know, their bigotry upon us, and rise to the occasion of bringing our gifts to bear and helping to build a stronger, more diverse civil society.
Thank you so much, Congresswoman Yvette Clark. I know we have to run, but thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for having me. And as Bob would say, one love. And as my mom would say, bless up and walk good.
And you too.
People power and politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power and politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.